Please be seated. So it is customary in the Episcopal Church on the day of the annual meeting, in place of a sermon, the rector gives the state of the parish, if you will, instead of a homily. And so today I'm just going to talk a little bit about where we've been in this past year, some of the highlights of our year, and where I hope we'll be going in 2020. So obviously the big thing that we did in 2019 was our Join in Jesus campaign. The diocese approached churches to do a Joining Jesus campaign in a new missional age. And there were two aspects of the Joining Jesus in a new missional age. And one aspect was to do a bit of what we had started when we had been doing the, Joining God, Living Local campaign or program, where we had a group of people who were committed to really learning how to listen to what God is already doing in our community and to see what kinds of things God might be inviting us to join in and to try on some new things. And so that got expanded, and a lot of churches joined that aspect. And then some of us were invited also to consider doing the capital campaign part of it. And that's what we chose to do when we did a capital campaign. And we raised $761 in our capital campaign. What did I say, dollars?
Yes.
Holy cow. Yeah, we didn't raise very much money. $761,000 we raised in our campaign. And 20% of that we chose to send to Camp Washington. And shortly after we had gotten really rolling in our campaign in September, Bart came out from Camp Washington and talked about what camp had in mind for the vision for themselves and using our resources to really become a place that was more than just a place, a great place for kids to go out and have a camp experience, but a place where all of ECCT would be able to go and use it as a place of refreshment and retreat and inspiration and spiritual growth. And we are part of helping to make that happen. And this year, our vestry is going to do our vestry retreat out there. So we'll get to experience some of that time, that quiet time there, as well as see what's going on and how our resources are being used. We also talked about a whole bunch of other things that we're going to spend a little more time with in our annual meeting on how we might use those resources. But it was all about focusing on how we want to grow our youth program, grow what we do out here in the community, grow what we offer to ourselves as well as the larger community, make sure that this place, this building is sound and solid and well taken care of, and that we put some stuff away for the future of our community as well. So that's what we hope to be doing in our capital campaign. And you all should feel really good about the generosity and the giving and the love that was extolled and shared through that campaign. We had more people involved in that than any other church that participated. We had a large leadership group of folks who gave of their time to go out and meet with you all and ask you and invite you to be a part of it. And you said yes, and it was wonderful. So that was probably one of the biggest things that we did this year. But aside from that, we also continued to do the things that we do so well. Carol's Closet, our knitting group, Lunch in the Park, the pet adoption, the food delivery, all of those things that we do as faith in action that help us to care for other people and to connect with people in our community. And that's what's so important about the faith in action that we do. It is not just providing something for other people. It is building relationships. It's connecting with people. It's reaching out in a way that shares love and community and relationships and helps people to know that someone loves them, that they are part of something greater than themselves, that they are never alone. And that's what we do. In addition, Our Faith in Action has traditionally sent out a whole lot of money to organizations that do really good work. They send out money to the Fuel Bank. They send out money to organizations that help take care of children. They send out money to organizations that provide things out in South Dakota. They send out money to, I don't even know, there's a whole list and it's in your annual report. All kinds of things that just help other organizations do the work that they do. So that was also done in this past year. We did a lot of fellowship activities. We tried karaoke for the first time. And we had a small group there, but it was so much fun. We had such a great time together. We did our newcomers dinner. We had our 12th night dinner just a little while ago. We had a concert out on the lawn. And those things aren't just for fun. They are fun, but they're not just for fun, because the other thing that they do is help us to build community here amongst ourselves. Help us to get to know each other. Help us to build a community of people so that when we need one another for something else, when we are in need ourselves, we know that we have people here that know us and love us and are there for us. We can share our deepest fears, our greatest desires, our doubts in our faith journeys, celebrate the wonderful things that happen to us, not only out there, but here in this community. It's about building community. We did fundraisers this year to help us meet our budget. We had a Christmas tea. We had two authors that came, local Connecticut authors that shared their books with us, talked about their books, sold their books. We had fundraisers. We raised funds for ourselves for that. We had soup Sundays. We had the pancake supper. All things that helped us. We had the tag sale out on the lawn. Things that helped us meet our needs in our budget. There was a lot going on here throughout this 2019. A lot of good things. A lot of people worked really hard. In our annual meeting, the vestry makes breakfast. And it's one of the small ways that we say thank you. Thank you to everyone who works so hard, not only in these things that I just mentioned, but in every ministry that takes place here. Whether you serve on the altar as a lay Eucharistic minister in some form, whether you read or do intercessions, whether you sing in the choir, whether you're an usher, a counter upstairs after services, do you know that every Sunday people stay and count your offering and put it in the bank? Somebody does that. Every Friday people show up and fold your bulletins. People do that. Whether you serve on vestry or you show up every week and make sure the trash is out and the recycling is out and things are fixed around here, people do that. Whatever committee you might serve on, whatever breakfast you might help with, meal you might help with, anytime we have something and you volunteer to clean up after, we say thank you. Thank you for that. It is appreciated. It is part of being family, right? It's how we take care of one another. And we say thank you. So I hope that even if you didn't sign up to be part of the annual meeting, you'll stay. It's going to be fun. I promise. It's going to be a great breakfast, and we will get some business done as well. But we will have fun together upstairs. So as we also build community, one of the things that we hope that we'll do are two things for us personally, is that we'll help ourselves and one another become stronger and stronger disciples and apostles. So discipleship means that we come together and we learn about Jesus, we study, we pray, we get strengthened and fed. And apostleship means we get sent out to do, to be, to share, to invite, to encourage. Discipleship and apostleship. We are called to be both of those things, disciples and apostles. And that's what I hope we'll do more of in this coming year, in 2020. Find ways for each of us to do that, both here in this church and in our own spiritual journeys out there at home. So I hope we will find ways that entice, invite, encourage you to come more than just Sunday morning, so that you can learn and grow and deepen your spiritual journey, so that you are then equipped to go out, to be sent, to do. Faith in action. We're meeting in Faith in Action in the next couple weeks to talk about how we do faith in action. We don't want to do so much of the sending out money to people that we never see, never touch, never know, never connect with. We want to do more of the Carol's Closet kind of stuff, the lunch in the park kind of thing, where we actually meet, talk to, and connect with people. We want to hear what God is inviting us to do in our community, inviting people in and going out, and really hearing, what is God inviting us to do? How is God inviting us to join in what's happening here in a way that is real and meaningful and transformative? So we're going to be spending a lot of time in conversation about what does that mean. And if you have ideas and thoughts or want to be a part of that, please let me know, because we would love to have you join us in that conversation. We are starting on February 11th. Our vestry in the Vestry of St. Luke's down in South Glastonbury, to begin conversations about how can we more intentionally and in a more meaningful way join together, work together, come together as the Episcopal Church of Glastonbury. Because both of us, St. Luke's and St. James, are facing some struggles with our future, financially, membership-wise, all kinds of ways. And it's time that we look at ourselves as the Episcopal Church in Glastonbury, and not St. Luke's, St. James, never the twain shall meet. So now is the time. There's willingness on both sides, and we're beginning that conversation on the 11th of February, and we will ask your prayers through that process, and we will be inviting you into that process at some point as we move along. And we hope that you will open your hearts to whatever that might look like as we continue. But please hold us in prayer as we begin that conversation. I have decided last annual meeting, you might have remembered that I was going to be taking a sabbatical. And I was going to be leaving actually a month from today for 3 months to be gone. But because of this conversation that we are engaging in St. Luke's, it didn't make sense for me to be gone for 3 months while we were engaging this. So I have put that on hold for a year. So I will be here throughout 2020 to be a part of that conversation. And in a little while, you'll also be hearing from our treasurer, Bob Duggar, about our financial situation this year. It's a really tough budget year, and I know we've said that in the past, but this year is different. We've had a year where, in 2019, many of you remember, around Easter, during Lent, before Easter, we had lots of funerals here. We lost several members of our community, folks who supported us financially, and those pledging units are no longer with us. We had some folks who moved away, and again, those pledging units are no longer with us. We have some new people, and that's wonderful, but it has not brought us back to where we were. And so we need to look at how are we going to meet those financial gaps, and what are we going to do for our future here at St. James. So we need to address that and address it seriously, and think about how do we take care of ourselves financially, and what's important to us, and what are our priorities. And so we need your prayers in that as well. So it's going to be a wonderful year with all kinds of good things happening. It's going to be a challenging year. It's going to be an interesting year. It's going to need all of us all in prayer, investment, time, commitment, all kinds of ways. But I trust that as we prayerfully discern how God is forming us still, where God is leading us, and we do our best to be faithful, we'll be good. Amen.